MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. Last week we focused on the battle at the top, but the heat intensifies on the relegation battle at the bottom. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to big games for Lovett, Oban and Inverurie. Alongside me, as always, Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. A very wet afternoon in Inverness.
Yes, as I said to you earlier, it's the autumnal, it's pretty cold. I think there'll be some snow in the hills today.
Yeah, some snow is forecast as we reach the end of the season and the winter is upon us. I mean, last week we were talking about a heat wave on Wednesday and Thursday. Unfortunately, one big game in particular was called off at the weekend. That was Cowes Athletic versus Newton Moore. We looked forward to that one, very much last week, but a bit of a dead rubber. It could prove to be at the end of the season.
Yeah, the time that game's come round, you know, Kyle's could afford to lose it by, I don't know, 10, 12 goals or something ridiculous like that. But no, it's not going the way we had hoped it would go. We were looking for a big finale, but it might be damp squid, as you say.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope that it doesn't end away, because I think if a Cowes Athletic need to more in the way that the schedule is looking, that will be maybe the last fixture of the season. And wow, what a way to end if it was to go down to the final game and the two played each other.
Yeah, and this season's been a throwback because it was Kyle's Newton Moore and Macaulay, which was a very traditional final going back 20, 30 years ago. And then Newton Moore, Canusie, well, Newton Moore winning the Scottish, not necessarily Newton Moore and Canusie in the final together, because it didn't used to happen. But, having sort of throwback to the old days, really, with these teams dominating.
The pressure at the top is obviously something to try and win the title, but at the bottom, it's something else, and there's three sides scrapping for the Premier Division lives this weekend, and it's going to be tough for Oban, Lovett and Inverurie. They're the focus of this week's show. The three fixtures that go ahead this weekend involve those three clubs. Let's first of all look ahead to Inverurie. They perhaps have the toughest of the three games. They play their final game of the season. They must win to try and stay in the division. If they don't, they have to hope results go their way elsewhere. And, an easy task for them. They're on their way to Cowes Athletic.
Yeah, extremely difficult. I mean, let's hope the game's on. We'll get out of that way early on. But Inverurie have got a habit of beating Kyles, and they did beat them in the Scottish, which was a massive turnover, you know, a big surprise. But I wouldn't have thought Kyles would lose this. And, you know, you're leaving Inverurie only on the 11 points. They're going to struggle.
That Scottish Cup win indeed boosted confidence, and they didn't do themselves any harm performance-wise in the semi-finals. But I know it's been a bit of a cliche. I've used it for the past 5 or 6 weeks now, but this really is Inverurie's Cup final.
It is, yeah, and it'll be a massive, not a disaster, but it'll be really difficult for them. And I've heard that if they spoke to some of the guys, and if they get relegated this year, they're talking about going down to one team, which would be pretty poor. But you know, they've been there before with one team, came through, and you know, don't know how to do it, I suppose. But it would be poor if they went down to one team.
Cowes Athletic obviously going for the title. They have a real chance to increase their tally at the top over Newton Moore to 4 points. Newton Moore will be obviously looking for an away win this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll even really worry too much about that result. They'll be expecting the worst, you know. Again, Kyle's win that game, they're going to improve their goal tally again. You really wouldn't want, I mean, Newton Moore, I know they've got a wedding at the weekend, but it's not quite, there's no game, it just turned out that way. But at this time of the year, you wouldn't want to not have a game. You'd want to keep that gap to 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, sorry saying you've got games in hand, but that doesn't really help at the end of the day.
I know that obviously, you know, Cowes Athletic are going very well, but I mean, this game stands out as one that will have a massive impact top and bottom. We could be potentially looking at champions and the side who goes down in this fixture.
Yeah, but Oban and Lovett are still in the mix here, so you know, everybody will still have hope, you know, they'll still have hope. Even if they lose that result, things could still go their own way with a bit of luck, because they've got fairly, you know, a much better goal average than Lovett. So if they were to end up in the same points, then Lovett would go down.
Yeah, and if they win, that's them, you know, wrapped up. And I mean, the way that the league table is looking, if Inverary can pull off a massive result at the weekend and beat Cowes Athletic away from home, they move up to 15 points. Say Lovett slip up or Oban slip up, then Inverary are safe.
Yeah. Yeah, and if Oban were to win on Saturday, it's going to draw Comali into it slightly as well. Just ever so slightly, because Lovett and Comali have still got to play. And Comali's other game is Newton Moore, and you wouldn't think Newton Moore would drop any points to Comali if they're still chasing the league.
Yep. Lovett, as you mentioned, they have perhaps the easier of the three fixtures. They're away to Glenorchy. Glenorchy, of course, lost to Inverary 5-0 last weekend, but you're safe to say that Lovett will go there and get the 2 points, although that they struggled in the Scottish Cup, the first round of the Camara Cup. They drew up there.
Yeah, but they only got beat 4-3 by Canusie, which was, you know, I think it was 86th minute or something, a typical Ronald Ross. All the other teams are saying thank goodness for Ronald, apart from Lovett. But you know, there was a lot of positives to take from that game. You know, they scored 3 goals against Canusie. It was a tight game. At least they've had a game before they go to Glenorchy. They've just got to keep a necessary standard of level of play, and they should beat Glenorchy. Again, let's hope the game's on. Lovett have got goals in their team, you know, and they should be able to keep Glenorchy to nil. So, you know, they should win that, you know, 2-3-4-0, you would think.
Yeah, like I say, the positives to take from that King Usie defeat, and obviously the spirit is one thing, you know, to go up against a side of King Usie's might and only lose out very narrowly in the last minute.
Yeah, and then, you know, Lovett up till playing Canusie had 3 games left, which was be Glenorchy and Kilmally. So I think by getting Canusie first and they get Glenorchy and Kilmally, it's good, because they've had a right good test, and Canusie game would set them up for the other 2 games.
Oban are a side who've kind of been dragged into it ever so slightly as the weeks have progressed, because, you know, at one stage they looked like, you know, we're going to finish mid-table alongside the likes of Glenorchy and Kilmally and be pretty safe, but you know, they always had games in hand, but they've never really capitalised on those games in hand, and they've been dragged down there. They've still got 2 games to go, but they're up against Kilmally, and as you touched on, rightly so there, Kilmally are one side who could potentially be dragged into it late on, so they'll know going to Oban will make them safe.
Yeah, you know, and Lovett and Inverary will be glad that Kilmally are going at this time of year where they need the points to go down to Oban. You know, Kilmally kind of need at least a point there. And Oban, I was down with Glenorchy last week again to watch Oban play and whatnot, and the surface is brilliant this time of year. It's, you know, Mossfield is a fantastic part to play on. It was a real good game of shinty, but Oban just struggling in front of goals, really lacked. You could see they were struggling with it, and, you know, they're really, really struggling to get goals. And we've said all season, Kilmally get goals, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might lose goals, but they get goals, and I don't see Oban scoring goals. The goal they got was a penalty, and it was a well-taken penalty, but beyond that, there wasn't really many more chances they created.
It is a really kind of tight cluster of teams down there. Obviously, you know, we have to be good at mathematics to kind of work out all the different permutations of who might go down, but at the moment, with Oban and Lovett still with 2 to play, you know, they sit in the driving seat in terms of, you know, they have games. You'd love it. They've got Glenorchy. You'd fancy them to win their Oban, have a home game. Are we looking at perhaps Inverary to go down? But another thing you mentioned there as well is the game at Cowes might not go ahead. So if that doesn't go ahead, then Lovett and Oban play. That moves up to 17 games, and then you're into a weekend where we all know who has to do what.
Yeah, it's so difficult. There's so many permutations to say, and it's different. I mean, we just spoke on Kilmally going to play Oban. Now, if Kilmally had say played Lovett and had the points, they wouldn't need to worry about the Oban game. If that game's postponed and they then play Lovett and get points, it just depends when you play teams, and it just, you know, you could be playing a team that's safe and they're not going to perhaps travel that well. You know, it's so difficult. It's the timing as well. Timing's so important.
Yep.
You know, Lochaber got relegated. They had what looked like a good total. and they got caught and pipped at the post when they got relegated. You know, just the way things happened, teams that you wouldn't expect to get beat got beat because their season was over. So it's just, it's so vital that when you play teams, are they still actively competing? Is the club even still training, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Love it. Obviously, you know, we're close last year. You know, Inverary, a bit of a surprise to be down there in some regards, but you know, there's always that phrase that gets bandied about, you're never too good to go down.
No, and they, you know, their home team is completely different from their away team, and that's probably something they should have addressed. I think they were getting away with it for a number of years, but it's got to wear away eventually that, you know, some guys just won't travel. You know, and you can't get away with that when you're struggling. And I think they were losing, no odd player here and there, and they really needed, you know, some of these guys that weren't travelling, they really should have been travelling and getting them some points.
So three massive games this weekend in the Premier Division. How do you see it going?
I can't see Inverary getting any points. I can't see Oban getting points this week, and I can see Lovett getting points.
So based on that, Inverary stay on 13, Lovett move up to 13, Oban stay on 12. However, Inverary, if the game does go ahead, their season's over, and it's basically relying on Oban to get points or else they're down in that final game. So yeah, I mean, it's a really tricky situation. Oban and Lovett have the advantage of still having to play two games, but you know, easier said than done. You have to go out there and get the 4 points,
you know, and we're sitting kind of thinking that the season's kind of dragging on and it's not going to be a good finish, but at the bottom end for these guys there, I mean, Oban have to get points on Saturday, you know, against Comalley, because I don't think they're going to get points against Newton Moor. They drew with Newton Moor 2-2 down at Mossfield, but that was a slightly different Newton Moor team at that point in the season, you know, to go up to the Aeon to try and get points with a successful Newton Moor team. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, so that's exactly, you know, what you're saying, you know, if you know, your predictions are right and it's Oban who needing points, the last place you want to go to is Newton Moor with them, you know, trying to stay in the Premier Division title race.
Yeah, and I mean, Oban's a good team and they play some good shinty and they've got some right good players. It's odd, isn't it? You know, they've got a good, strong second team. But I just think the Comalley, Oban are struggling to score goals. Comalley, I always think, can score goals. John Stewart's back, he had a broken thumb. John's returned. You know, John's a big player for Oban. Goof's a good player. Liam McDonald up front, you know, he's a good player. Peter McIntyre scored last week for the second team for Comalley. I think it'll be really difficult for Oban. Really difficult.
It really is amazing. You know, we mentioned that word, the permutations. You know, who knows what can happen? You know, a spanner in the works. I think the big thing, obviously, could be the Inverary game against Castle Athletic. If that doesn't go ahead, then you're left with a, you know, all teams played 17. I think that could be a big factor as well. But hey, who knows? We're still to see what goes on. And of course, that title race, he still carries on as well, and you know, sides at the top have to play sides at the bottom, vice versa, and it just makes it so interesting.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're talking about the, you know, there's nobody going to win the league this weekend, but there's going to be some big, big, massive results and you know, big outcomes for next season for these guys at the bottom end.
Inverary, of course, as you mentioned, could go back down to one team. Oban as well, they would drop into the South Division. We've spoken in the past about if Lovett go down, that North Division 1 looks a bit tasty next season with you know, the likes of Caberfae and Bewley. I mean, they'll will welcome Lovett with open arms back into North Division 1. But how do you see the rest of the guys you know, making an impact on South Division 1, for example, Oban?
It's probably not good for Shinty that perhaps two South teams might get relegated out of the Premier Division, but at the end of the day, I suspect it would be good for South Division 1, because South Division 1, you know, Bute won that very, very easily, speaking to their guys, and it's not going to set them up well for next year, I wouldn't have thought. So maybe South Division 1 does need better teams in there to bring the whole level up, you know, and I think it would be a competitive league next year if that was the case, if, you know, Inverary was going down or Oban went down alongside Glenorchy, with the way Tynholt's improving.
And you've got Glasgow Muirthemmeagh as well, you know.
And Glasgow should pick up again. It should be a, you know, it's beginning to sound a bit more like North Division 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the teams that come out of North Division 1 do tend to survive in the Premier, at least for a couple of seasons. So you'd be hoping for that.
And I mean, it's again, you're kind of thinking, well, ifs and buts, but Lovett go down. I mean, North Division 1 is already, you know, a really interesting league. Kenlochshiel, obviously, this season kind of ran away with things there. But if Lovett were to go down, then it looks quite a tasty looking division.
Yeah, Lovett and Bowie, they'll be looking forward to that tie again, home and away. You know, I think Skye will improve dramatically from last season. They really underperformed. Lochaber obviously will fancy their chances to go up. But I don't see a team as strong as Kinlochshiel in that division, to be honest.
Mm.
You know, the team that would come out of that league may be a little bit weaker than the normal teams that come out of that division. We'll see, though. It's early days, but, you know, I would think if Lovett went down, they would bounce straight back up, to be honest. You know, because I've seen them this season, they've been very good, you know, at times.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope that, well, I know it's not nice to, you know, to wish anyone relegation, but someone has to go down and join Glenorchy. Glenorchy have been kind of gone for a while, but, you know, it's just that, you know, awful situation. You know, you have to go down. Everyone wants to play in cup finals and try and win things, but there's that nasty side of the game where someone's always going to end up in tears, I suppose, and that's the sad side of it.
Yeah, but even that, you know, they're still competitive games. You know, I mean, I watched a cracking game last week at Mossfield. Glenorchy and Hacking to play for, and Oban and Divison to play for, and it was still a cracking game, you know, so the Shinty's still getting well played, so, you know.
Well, it'll be three feisty games this weekend.
Well,
that's for sure. That's for sure. There's no lack of competition.
The sheriff's some good refs out.
Elsewhere then, in this weekend, North Division 2, Glengarry face Lovett, and Kinlochshiel take on Kamali. In South Division 1, champions Bute travel to Camogie, and Lochside Rovers are away to Cowes Athletic.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
So only a couple of fixtures in this weekend's card, three massive games in the Premier Division. Let's turn our attentions to the Marine Harvest Awards for 2011. You still can get your nominations in, and the deadline is Monday the 10th of October at 5 p.m. Drew, I'll put you on the spot here. Obviously some categories in the of the awards here. For example, Club of the Year. You know, across the year we've highlighted so many good performances from so many clubs across the divisions, perhaps not so much in North and 2 and 3 and maybe South 2, but you know, certainly that we've had some real strong performances from the likes of Cas Athletic in the Premier, Kinlochshiel in North 1 and Bute in South Division 1 as well.
Yeah, I'd probably put Bute just above Kinlochshiel on that, because both of them look like they're going to win their leagues undefeated, but Bute won the Ballymore, which is the major national trophy at that level, so I'd put Bute just ahead of Kinlochshiel, although Kinlochshiel, you know, played well against some Premier Division teams, knocked two of them out of cups and whatnot, but I'd put Bute just ahead of them. But Kyles, you know, they won the Macaulay, they won the Celtic Society. Looks like they'd win the league, you know. Ask me in 3 weeks' time when the league's over. And,
well, that's,
you know,
right. I mean, we're kind of saying...
I'd lean towards Bute at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Club of the Year, just at the moment. I mean, Cars have really been fantastic for the sport this season as well, back in amongst it in terms of, you know, title contentions. They've scooped up other cups as well. And we're almost excluding Nita Moore, who have won the Camara Cup after a long time since last winning it back in the 80s, and could still win the Premier Division as well. It, you know, that just shows, you know, how good a level of competition we've had this season.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know who my coach of the year is, so I'm not so bad, but the Club of the Year is difficult.
Yeah. Well, rightly so. I mean, you're going for Bute. A good season for them. We touched on them when they won the division in South Division 1, but coming down from the Premier, you know, they had a strong side, but, you know, mentally, they had to, you know, pick themselves back up and get back into that Premier Division at the first time of asking, and they did that.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully they've, you know, had some younger blood to their team, and they're, you know, younger, fitter, stronger, because they'll have to be. They know themselves that the Premier Division, you got cut out pretty quick if you don't have a fit team.
Mm-hmm. So Bute are Drew McNeil's Club of the Year. Coach of the Year, obviously, you can vote for the Premier Coach of the Year, North 1, North 2, North 3, South 1 and South 2 Coach of the Year. I'll just ask you for the moment, to Drew, to pick out your coach of the year across the divisions.
For me, it's Noel MacArthur at Newton Moore. Had massive difficulties at Newton Moore with the amount of pressure he must have been under to try and win something. He won the league last year, which was, you know, an amazing occasion for him. he's won other trophies, but to come away and win the Scottish this year, especially after disappointment losing to Macaulay, because I know, I can imagine that in a small community like Newton Moore, the players would have got stick for losing to Macaulay. Brick would have got so many advice from 200 coaches within the village that would know better how to coach the team, you know, and he still held everything together, held the team together, you know, his whole squad, difficult juggle on the squad and whatnot. He's managed all of that. I mean, he was under enormous pressure to win that, you know, and it'd be lovely to see him stay on, you know, but I think he probably aged a few years this year, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a really fantastic season, and you know, like we said, yeah, exactly, team of the year. I mean, we still could look at a coach of the year who's won the Camogie Act and still could win the Premier Division title. But I think one thing that you've mentioned certainly across the weeks is the strength and depth that Norman has. But that's good from a coach's point of view. Obviously, everyone would like to have a really quality squad. But one thing is maintaining that and managing it, you know, and it's difficult to keep guys happy.
It is difficult, you know, I mean, Norman was extremely brave in the cup final, and I don't know if most people noticed it, but he brought on a substitute and then took him back off again, you know, and not many managers would do that, you know. Perhaps it, you know, it was a tactical change or whatever, you know, but anyone, there's been no fallout from that, so it shows you that the players trust him, he knows what he's doing, you know. At the end of the day, he proved it.
Exactly, by winning Scottish, you know, the pinnacle of the sport. Yeah,
yeah.
Player of the year is again, you know, open to, you know, each division. But we'll ask you for a player of the year across the division, someone who stood out for you.
For me, every time I see him, and I see him a fair bit, is Roddy McDonald at Kyles. Young lad, 22, 23. Scored a lot of important goals this year, can play virtually in any position, really has matured as a person. There was a time he was a little bit fiery, but you don't see that anymore of him, you know. But yeah, I mean, he's an amazing prospect, even though I'm 22, 23.
Yep. And it's someone who's had a terrific season with his club.
Yeah
as well. And you know, that's again, you know, there is always the kind of thing that we, you know, you try and pick out the good performers, and they tend to be the clubs who are doing pretty well. But you know, let's give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I mean, Roddy is a young lad, but you wouldn't realise it with the standing in his team. And, you know, he is a leader within a small bunch of, quite a young group of players, but he's a real leader. Yep. Yeah.
So, shinty.com, not mfr.co.uk. You can listen to any of the previous Shinty shows on there, but it's shinty.com to get your nominations in for Team of the Year, Coach of the Year and Player of the Year in the respective divisions. You can also vote on the Youth Awards as well, National Under 21 Player of the Year, Under 17, Under 14, and of course the Youth Coach of the Year, as well as Volunteer and a Referee of the Year Awards as well. The refs get a chance to be celebrated for their good work as well.
I wonder who would vote for the referees themselves.
Yes, probably. Aye, gee themselves up, vote for each other, maybe. Yeah. And of course, Emerging Referee of the Year as well, any young and up and coming referees who are coming through. So mfr.co.uk, that's where you can listen to the previous Shinty shows. It's shinty.com where you can vote for the 2011 Marine Harvest Shinty Awards. So yeah, it should be a good night, and hopefully you know, people get recognised for their hard work and dedication to the sport for the season.
You know, if you have any thoughts, just get on there and vote. Why not? There's no point sitting back and saying I wouldn't give it to him. Just give it a vote. Yes. I voted for Bute. Most people probably wouldn't agree with that, you know, so get on there and vote me out.
Well, that's the beauty of the sport, opinions, you know, and open to debate. But yeah, should be good stuff. So I mean it has been we're not rounding up, it has been a really good season though, you know, in terms of for me, the Premier Division's been, cows have led for pretty much all of the way. We're still to see them drop from top spot, but you know, Needham would have pushed them all the way, and gradually Fort William obviously fell away, and King UC fell away. But you know, as I say, next year could be a stronger league with Kinloch Shiel and Bute coming into the Premier Division. So here's to 2012.
Yeah, and I think Kyles are the one team that are there and are ready to improve again because of the youth that they have. You know, I think teams are going to be hard pushed to catch up on Kyles, because you've got to catch up with them, and they're not going to stand still. I think they're going to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Newton Moore obviously won it last year. They won the Camogie Act. They could have easily ended up with a treble this year, so they've really pushed on as well. They'll come, again next year, as well as Cavs Athletic, who will no doubt want to improve on their performances next season as well. But it just seems so strange talking about next season, because we haven't even wrapped up this season as well. I mean, we're still waiting to find out who the champions of the Premier Division will be and who will go down. But I'd imagine in the next fortnight we'll be a little bit closer to finding out exactly who will win and who will go down. But looking outside, it depends on the weather.
No, it was strange. As I say, I left Inverness on Saturday morning. It was pretty dreary. Got to Oban, beautiful day. Left Inverness on Sunday to go down to Spainbridge for a representative training session. It was dreary in Inverness. It was beautiful on Spainbridge. A fantastic day, you know.
The internationals are obviously coming up as well, that you'll be heavily involved in as well. They'll be coming up at 22nd and 29th of October. You know, who knows, that the season could still be running on. There's still games scheduled for November, but it still might mean something into November as well.
I know, it's incredible to think that, you know, Newton Moore and Kyle's maybe playing sometime in November. I don't suppose they want to think about pre-season training in January, will they?
Could have Christmas shinty. Have to build that into
they
the
do anyway with the Bewley Lovett game,
right?
Enough,
right, yeah.
I don't know if we could call that shinty, but it's something anyway.
Good stuff. All the best then for this weekend. Inverary, Lovett and Oban all involved in the mire at the bottom. Of course, Cavs Athletic could take a massive step towards clinching that Premier Division title against Inverary. It's bound to be a classic weekend. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty. The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2. Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.